that Obama faces a challenge that Lyndon Johnson did not face, that Franklin Roosevelt didn't really have to deal with, and that is we have gone beyond the days when bipartisanship was at all possible. In the 1960s, until the 1960s, both political parties included both liberals and conservatives. So it was possible, for example, for civil rights legislation, for other legislation in the 1960s, to find a coalition that included people from both parties, because the Democratic Party had all those Democratic Southern conservatives. But it also had liberal Democrats, big city Democrats. The Republican Party had Northeastern liberals, and it had Midwestern conservatives. But with the passage of civil rights, more precisely, when Lyndon Johnson nailed the flag of the Democratic Party to civil rights reform, he gave those Southern conservatives permission to leave the Democratic Party. And they did, with the result that they all became Republicans, and the South became the center of gravity of the Republican Party. We've achieved a point now where if you are a conservative in this country, you are a Republican. If you are a liberal in this country, you are a Democrat. And there's effectively no overlap, with the result that the parties sift themselves out. Add to this the perfection, if you want to use that term, of gerrymandering with computers, so that nearly every seat in the House of Representatives is safe for incumbents. So Republicans in Congress do not have to worry about a challenge from the left. They're all looking over their right shoulder, and Democrats are looking over their left shoulder. So the days when you could reach across the aisle to form some kind of consensus, they're gone, at least for the time being. Some of the states are appointing independent commissions to draw congressional districts, and that will dilute the power of party to some extent. But for now, we're stuck in this age where, you know, you can't expect the other party to go along with you.